You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1993.
Hi, this is Fred Volpe sitting behind the ATM 25 microphone with your DX Audio Service. We're trying something new on this edition, and that is tone indexing the tape, and we do appreciate your comments as to how well this works out or doesn't work out. On side one of this cassette, index number one is Jerry Starr with the AM switch. Number two is the Travelogue with John Bowker. I believe he's up to 1110 on this edition. Number three, Jim Snowbarger has Tom Likens in the studio for a band scan. Number four, information from the Publication Center on gift subscriptions. Number five, information from the Publication Center on the new AM radio log and damaged and lost tapes. And number six, the DX change. On side two, at index number one, we have the Market Scope from Albuquerque, New Mexico with Skip Dabbles. Number two, historical moments in radio. Number three, musings from the members. Number four, a double hit of CPC. And number five, we have Sports Networks with Ken Onischuk. Well, right now, let's find out what's happening with the wild, wacky, wonderful world of call letters with Jerry Starr.
It's time now for the AM switch with Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. And by the way, before we get started, one note I want to make to all members of the audio service. We always welcome your cards and letters, but when you write, please include in there the information that you hear us on the audio service rather than read the column in the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. If you ask a question that requires a reply, and we don't know whether you're an audio service member or a subscriber to the National Radio Club's DX News magazine, we don't know which one to use for the answer. So if you would like to send a question in, we'd be more than happy to answer it. But please make mention of the fact that you're a member of the DX audio service, so your answer goes here instead of in the magazine. Now, let's start with AM switch reference number 317. Couple call letter changes on 970 WYNZ Bangor, Maine, changing to WZAN. And on 1230 WODE Easton, Pennsylvania becomes WIPI. Looking into otherness in 317 on 670 KMVP, Commerce City, Colorado, an article in the Denver paper indicates that this new station may be on the air by the end of October. If someone in that area notices that station suddenly appearing, please let us know. On 810 KKGD, Rifle, Colorado, this station is silent. 1130 WLBA, Gainesville, Georgia, this silent station has returned to the air. 1230 WIPI, Easton, Pennsylvania, we just mentioned the call letter change from WODE a few seconds ago. This station now simulcast WIP, the 610 station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 1350 WDAR, Darlington, South Carolina, another silent station that has returned to the air. On 1480 KGCX, Sydney, Montana, this station signed off on August the 3rd and so far has never returned. Mark them down as silent. And on 1570 CHLO, St. Thomas, Ontario, another Canadian station that has applied to move to the FM. When their FM station at 103.1 takes the air, the AM station on 1570 will go silent, and that'll be permanent. Moving on to edition number 318, quite a few call letter changes. We start at 960, where WLVW in Salisbury, Maryland becomes WTGM. 990 KKIS, Pittsburgh, California, changing to KATD. On 1090 KACO, Belleville, Texas becomes KFRD. 1150 KDLF in Port Neches, Texas becomes KUHD. 1170 WHNE coming, Georgia, changing to WMLB. 1210 WTCN Stillwater, Minnesota becomes WIMN. That station was silent but is now back on the air. 1260 WTKL Baton Rouge, Louisiana becomes WBRH. 1330 KDOK Tyler, Texas changing to KGLD. On 1400 WNNK, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania changes their call to WTCY. 1470 KGNG, Brookfield, Missouri becomes KZBK. On 1590 KOGO, Ventura, California becomes KBBY. And here's one sort of off the wall, 1630. No, it is not one of the first stations to move into the expanded broadcast band, but a new station on 1630 in Baltimore, Maryland will have the call WAFE. Now, this is a special temporary experimental station. There are several new emergency broadcast system alert systems being tested, and this station will be conducting those experiments. It's very unusual that an experimental station would be assigned a so-called normal broadcast-type call. All experimental licenses granted in the past number of years have all been alphanumeric with a 2 in them to indicate an experimental license. For instance, the NAB antenna test station on 1660 back in 1991 had the call KA2XXB. All experimental licenses granted in the past several months, we checked, they all start with KQ2 as a prefix. Now, why this station was assigned the normal broadcast type call of WAFE is a mystery to us right now from the always unpredictable folks at the Federal Communications Commission. One new station was applied for. It's been a while since we've seen a new AM station being applied for. 1560 Altoona, Wisconsin, applying for 2,500 day, 1,000 watts night, and a U1 antenna. And a new station was granted, as we mentioned before. It's that experimental station on 1630 in Baltimore, and the FCC did not provide any power or antenna information on that one. Under grants to existing facilities on 760 WVNE in Leicester, Massachusetts, adds a night power of, get ready, 1.5 watts. That officially will change their antenna to a U1. It will be interesting to see if they actually use the 1.5 watts at night. Since they applied for it, chances are they plan on using it. And on 1260 WJQI, San Fernando, California, changes their city of license to Beverly Hills, California. Moving into otherness on 800 WKZI, KZ, Illinois, this silent station is now back on the air. 840 WLPY, Purcellville, Virginia, this new station also on the air. As a matter of fact, they've been on the air for quite some time, and we're just now getting that information. On 900 KICR, Oakdale, Louisiana, this silent station has been donated to the local Baptist church and is expected to be returning to the air soon. 930 KRKY, Granby, Colorado, is silent. On 980 KSGM in Chester, Illinois, this is the K-Call east of the Mississippi that everyone seems to forget about. This station is silent. On 990 WNRV Narrows, Virginia, this silent station has returned to the air. An interesting situation on 1030 KKSA, Folsom, California. A construction permit for this new station expired in 1990, and the construction permit was canceled in 1991 by the FCC because the licensee was in jail, convicted of a series of felonies. And now, in an unprecedented move, the FCC has reinstated this canceled CP to protect the interest of what they called innocent creditors. The construction permit has been reinstated. It's already been sold to new owners and now may be built and put on the air. The former licensee, by the way, will not receive any of the proceeds from the sale. On 1240 KRAL, Rollins, Wyoming, this silent station is expected to be returning to the air very soon. As a matter of fact, it may already be back on the air by the time this tape reaches you. 1260 KRKE, Aspen, Colorado, this silent station also getting ready to return to the air. It has been sold. The new owner is getting ready to put it back on. 1270 WHYD, Columbus, Georgia, is silent. 1310 KMBS, West Monroe, Louisiana, this silent station is now back on the air. On 1460 WCRY, Fuquay, Varina, Virginia, this silent station also has new owners. They're expected to put it back on the air shortly. Another one which may already be on by the time this tape gets to you. On 1490 WGCD, Chester, South Carolina, is silent. 1530 WFIC, Collinsville, Virginia, this station is silent. And on 1560 KKID, Salisaw, Oklahoma, is silent due to a fire. And we understand from a note in M Street Journal, one of the industry magazines, that KKID will not return to the air. Now, don't remove it from your log yet. The license of this facility has not been canceled and still may be sold, but KKID, in the form we're familiar with, probably is not coming back. Finally, we move on to reference number 319, in which there were, strangely enough, no call letter changes. Plenty of otherness items, however. On 680 WCAW, Charleston, West Virginia, this station now calling itself on the air CHS Music, in reference to WCHS on 580, which is now operating both facilities. We just passed through Charleston a few days ago and noticed there are billboards up that say WCHS Talk 580 and Music 680. WCHS did not move, so don't be fooled if you hear CHS on 680. The legal call is still WCAW, and that is still being used, but only on the hour. 1120 WCGM, Maryville, Tennessee. This station is silent once again and may be gone for good this time. All their equipment, including their tower, was sold at auction on the front steps of the county courthouse to satisfy creditors. 1220 WCPH, Etowah, Tennessee. This station is silent once again. It seems to be one of those stations that's on and off quite a bit, but it's been silent for over 3 months, so we thought it would be worth reporting again. On 1230 WMAF, Madison, Florida is silent. 1400 WBRL, Berlin, New Hampshire. The license for this station has been canceled, and the call letter has been deleted. The station had been silent since the middle of 1989. Also on 1420 KSRK, Lufkin, Texas, this station has been silent since 1991, and now the FCC has canceled the license, and the call letters have also been deleted. So there are two stations that are gone forever. 1490 WTOB, Petaluma, California. This silent station is back on the air. 1500 KBRN, Bernie, Texas. Reports in M Street Journal claim this silent station is scheduled to return to the air and simulcast programming from KUBR, the 1210 station in San Juan, Texas. 1510 KGLF, Robstown, Texas. This silent station has returned to the air. And on 1570 WTQX, Selma, Alabama, is silent. And that will just about wrap up everything we have for this month on AM Switch. I'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the radio. Now, here's that radio guy himself, John Bucker.
That's kind of a nice theme music, Fred. I rather enjoy that. It ties everything together very nicely. Thanks for doing that. I'll have to put some words to it sometime. As a matter of fact, I'll do it right now. Hello again, everybody. Thanks, Jerry. Hey, you know, for the first time in 6 months, I'm back in the reverberating studio here in Florida. We've only been here a couple of years, so I've really not had much of a chance to sound treat the walls in this studio. But Fred knows what that's like. It took him a long time to build his studio, too. Busy, busy, busy. Well, let's see. The results are in pretty much on our 1993 travels. We went just over 15,000 miles in the motorhome and the tow car. And we got 824 reasonably clean station breaks on tape. And about half of those are new to the audio service collection. So I always like to update some of the older IDs as we go along, too. But, you know, the frustrations of making recordings is increasing. Yeah, I guess actually it makes it more fun because there's more of a challenge. But the reason is that a lot of stations out there simply aren't broadcasting a legal ID as they should and as they always used to in years gone by. And it's clearly spelled out in the FCC rule, Section 73, Part 73, Section 1201. Incidentally, an answer to the question asked of me in Enfield during the convention up there. There are no proposals to change the required station identifications now under consideration by the FCC or any other legitimate broadcast group that I am aware of. The FCC's actions are all public, so you can read those anytime. The call letters and the community of license must be given once an hour, and they say as close to the top of the hour as possible without interrupting the flow of the program material. And if it's joint AM-FM identification, the call letters of the AM must be clearly differentiated. Now, in light of that, I wanted to play for you a tape that we made just west of Nashville, Tennessee, the last week of May this year. See what you make of this. For the ID.
A meeting of minds over Bosnia. I'm Donna Alday on the Satellite News Network.
See, that's the top of the hour ID. No ID, heck, top of the hour, period. And they interrupted the flow of the program for that dumb little song, and they didn't give an ID. That's clearly willful, misinterpretation of the rules, let's put it that way. Some stations just aren't perfect like you and I are. Well, today we're going to hear from stations that broadcast at 1110 on the dial. Now, this is a U.S. clear channel, and that means we can look around for some 50,000-watt full-time radio stations. And sure enough, there are 50,000-watt radio stations at 1110, beautifully and evenly spaced right across the country. Almost. There's a full-timer on the West Coast in Southern California, and there's a full-timer on the East Coast area, Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Atlantic Coast area. And there's one in Omaha, Nebraska, which is, you can't fault that for being dead center of the country very well, can you? So they're nicely spaced. Well, now wait a minute. What about WZAM in Norfolk, Virginia? It's 50,000 watts. It's right on the Atlantic Ocean. It's so close to Charlotte. Now, of course, it's a daytimer. In fact, except for those three, the Charlotte, Pasadena, and Omaha, they're virtually all daytime stations, only at 11:10 on the dial in the United States. So, what are you going to do? I just don't understand allocations as well as I once thought I was going to. What do you say we get started with the travelogue for November 1993? And we'll start, of course, it's a daytimer, 5,000-watt daytimer near the New Hampshire coast. That's Whitney Houston, a wonderful voice.
Good morning, and welcome to another broadcast day of WNNW AM 1110. WNNW is owned and operated by Costa Communications. The station operates on an assigned carrier frequency of 1110 kilohertz with an effective radiated power of 5,000 watts. Broadcast facilities are located on Pelham Road in Salem, New Hampshire, with executive offices in the Eastern Media Center at 462 Merrimack Street in Methuen, Massachusetts.
Okay, now Bob Rathbun of Massachusetts sent in that recording. Thanks, Bob. That's a nice recording. Some hum on their signal, isn't there? That's kind of interesting. And in answer to the question, what kind of a format does WNNW have up that way in Salem, New Hampshire? The answer, I think, is made clear by their first legal station break of the morning.
WNNW 1110 Salem Lawrence. WNNW 1110 Salem Lawrence.
Are there any questions? In fact, you know, Bob Rathbun's tape had 27 radio stations on it. And, 37 radio stations on, excuse me, Bob. And of those, I think six were all in Spanish or mostly Spanish. There was some Greek. My heavens, what a melting pot Boston has become since I left that part of the countryside 45 years ago or so. Well, let's see. We have another New England daytimer. It's a directional 5,000 watt, of course. Its towers are located just outside the state capital of Rhode Island.
Oh, I was raised on country sunshine.
5 o'clock, 60 degrees.
The one for country since 1966. This is 1110 WHIM Providence.
Now that's a recording that Bob made just recently.
Starting us off.
Excuse me,
this hour. More tickets later.
Okay, got to get our tickets later on. Bob sent me that, it's less than a year ago, isn't it, Bob? And I noticed that the NRC log now shows them as licensed to East Providence, so I'm not quite sure why they only say Providence. Something I'll have to look into there. Not a major point, I wouldn't say. And now if we travel west through the state of Massachusetts, 130 miles or so, we hear these dulcet tones.
Wherever you are, we are. 1110 AM WUHN, Pittsfield, Albany, Bennington.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Okay, Deirdre, that's very good. She used to work at WHWH, where I worked at one time. Well, finally now, we cross that Hudson River for the two 1110 stations in New York State. Both daytimers, of course. What can I tell you? This first one is 1,000 watts of power all over everybody's 1110 dial in middle part of New York State, where they grow the great wine grapes. Where are you?
This is 99.3 FM, AM 1110, WSFW, Seneca Falls and Waterloo, the Finger Lakes' first choice.
Yeah, that's very good. The other station from New York that we have here lies right near the tri-point marker of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, where they come together. It's a marker in the down in the Delaware River, about 100 feet south of the I-84 bridge that crosses the Delaware. This station is also a daytimer, of course, but it runs only 250 watts. We had a little trouble picking it up.
If it's news, you'll hear it right here on WTBQ Warwick.
whether you live in New Milford, Fort Jervis. Keep tuned to 1110 Radio, serving the great Twin State area.
WTBQ. Okay, now here's a recording made in 1970 of a station I used to hang out at during the summer of 1951. Their studios were in the central town square, a nicely treed park in Norristown, Pennsylvania. And, of course, it's another daytimer, although they run nearly 5,000 watts most of the day.
WNAR, dial 1110, Norristown.
Then a couple of decades ago, WNAR gave up its call letters to change to WGHW. We don't have that on tape, I'm sorry to say, and they changed their format. Took about a year or so, I guess, and they realized they had no listeners for WGHW, so they came back to their old style and call. Well, almost. Instead of WNAR, here's what they got.
This is the one. Gospel Highway 11. WNAP, Norristown, Philadelphia.
Yeah, they got, oh, wait a minute. I think we have some news for them, too.
Zimbabwe eliminates house seats. I'm Derek Davis, NBN News.
Can't read my own cue sheet. Sorry about that. Anyway, they're now a religious format with NBN News, and let's see. What do you say we head out west a little bit toward that famous horseshoe curve along the old Pennsylvania Railroad right-of-way, right in the middle of the Commonwealth, in fact. You hear this.
You're listening to WJSM, AM and FM, Martinsburg, Altoona.
And then if we proceed to the western end of Pennsylvania, we come up with a city that has as much on-again, off-again radio as you could possibly ask for. This is the way 1110 used to sound in Washington, Pennsylvania, when it was on again.
Good morning. This is radio station WKEG, Washington, Pennsylvania, beginning another broadcast day. WKEG is owned and operated by Ferguson Broadcasting Incorporated in Washington. Our transmitter site is located on McLean Farm Road, with studios and offices at 71 North Main Street, Washington, Pennsylvania. WKEG operates at a power of 1,000 watts directional daytime at an assigned frequency of 1110 kilohertz on the AM dial. We invite you to join us now for another broadcasting day on your morning magazine station, Radio 1110, WKEG.
Okay, and then back about a month ago up in Enfield, Connecticut, John Malachy came running over to me and had a cassette tape and a big grin as he always does. Here, he said, play this. And so I did.
You're listening to WKZV, Washington, 1110 AM. WKZV.
So, thanks very much, John. Appreciate your giving me that tape on the new call at Washington, Pennsylvania. Let's go down to hear the first of the 50,000 waters. A daytimer, to be sure, but this is Norfolk, Virginia, and this is all we have of it.
8 o'clock. This is WZAM, Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, what more can you do? That's the way we used to keep them on the tape. We decided we would only use them to prove that we had heard the station rather than for any other value. But the good news is that we can have time now to give you two IDs from the paint burner of Charlotte, North Carolina. This first one, I love the slogan they use.
It's 10 o'clock, WBT Charlotte, someplace special.
Hey, John Malachy, speaking of you, what happened to Pittsburgh? I thought KDKA had that thing wrapped up, someplace special. What are you going to do? Here is the jingle that WBT is using these days.
From 1922 to 1992, this is the flagship station of Jefferson Pilot Communications, first in the Southeast and still leading the way.
A policeman goes back to trial in the...
Now, I heard that same jingle just this morning, just before the 6 o'clock station break on WBT. I was listening for WTIS, and indeed, WBT uses that same jingle. Well, okay, if we go down now into the northwest corner of Georgia...
Hello,
First, we bring you NBC News on WEBS Calhoun.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Kevin Gordon.
Okay, and finally, let me plug my own radio in directly here.
Can you raise
Remember, I'm 20 miles from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to Christian Inspirational Radio at its finest, AM 1110, WTIS, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and serving Manatee and Sarasota counties.
Well, Fred, next month we'll be completing the rest of the 1110 dial position as we wrap up 1993. Good heavens, I'm right, aren't I? Hey, thanks for all the cassettes we've received this month. Camille Petrecca, Larry Mann, Wayne Heinen, Mark Marino, son John Bowker, too. Hey, Fred, you know, this collection is really beginning to amount to something.
Yeah, it seems like it's growing by the day. And if you'd like to help fertilize John's garden, send the manure, hi, to John Bowker at the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. When you do your recordings, be sure you start your cassette maybe about a minute or so before the top of the hour ID and let it run a couple minutes after the top of the hour ID so we can kind of hear what the station sounds like. Send the cassettes here to the DX Audio Service. We'll forward them on to John. Hey, look, it's Tom Dimeo and Jim Snowbarger coming into the studio. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
This is Tom Dimeo in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
And this is Jim Snowbarger from Marshalltown, Iowa.
And this is Bandscan.
It's the column where we take a look at the AM band as heard from various listening points around the country. You, too, can contribute. Listen at the end of the column. We'll give you the information how to do that. This month, Tom and I will continue our whirlwind tour up the AM band as heard from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We left off at 1000. This time, we'll start at 1010. WTGC Lewisburg, Pennsylvania occupies that spot.
Sometimes WINS will, it can be heard under them, but not today. 1020 KDKA Pittsburgh, some 200 miles away or so, I guess.
Be working, and then you'll be on the business.
1030 is the station. That's in the suburb of Washington, D.C. Is that WBZE?
Nothing like that in my log.
I believe. I
couldn't tell you.
During the winter, WBZ usually covers them up, even during the day. 1040 is WSKE in Everett, Pennsylvania.
A D1, 10,000 watts.
Finn and Henry.
Whoops. 1050 is the station in Williamsport. Is it still WLYT?
I've got WLYC. You won 1,000 watts.
The state will have to come up with the extra cash.
You know who that
K-Y-W
is?
KYW is still there.
KYW is Peter Parrotsman.
Schools begin.
1070 is WKOK in Sunbury, Pennsylvania.
I gave you my heart.
1080 is rather empty. Used to be able to get WQRO from Huntington, Pennsylvania, but they're no longer transmitting.
Dad has Alzheimer's now, but he's in there.
1090 WBAL Baltimore.
And you should see that smile on his face. Oh, that's worth anything to me.
1100's WGPA in Bethlehem, if WBAL isn't splashing them too bad.
Philadelphia Mass Choir!
1110 is, I believe it's still WNAR in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Down to the USA. Biggie's Barbecue, West Coast Video, and all Ticketmaster.
1120 WUST in Washington, D.C.
The Food Emporium for a week long.
1130 WBBR.
Ah, there's a new call from
New York City.
Yeah, that takes some getting used
Had
to.
Had to bite my tongue right. From saying WNEW.
For tremendous savings and selection on nationally advertised brands all this week.
1140 is empty. WRVA will come in sometimes during the winter, during the day. 1150 is a mix of WDEL in Wilmington and WHUN in Huntington, Pennsylvania. 1160 is WYNS in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. 1170 is empty. 1180. Racket from my neighbor's gadget, as is 1190, which is WANN in Annapolis, Maryland. 1200 WAGE in Leesburg, Virginia, I believe. The 1210 WOGL Philadelphia. Or WOGL.
Yeah.
1220, sometimes I can dig out WJUN in Mexico, Pennsylvania. Well, there's a little bit of them, but WKBO Harrisburg 1230 is
for about 12% of the too strong car market. The new company Renault Volvo
CNN station here.
Of course, 1240 is history, but 1250 is all right.
1250 is WQXA York, PA. WNRK is WNRK in Newark, Delaware.
Well, it would be, but
WLBR 11 and 1270 is a little too strong.
Rainbows, I am told.
So by postcard or letter immediately.
It's 1280 WHVR, Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Phone number and original date and year of your marriage.
1290's a mix of W... I believe it's JBR in Wilmington and WFBG in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Not much of a mix at that. 1300 is WJFK in Baltimore, and perhaps somebody can help me out with the station WXTX, I believe it is. Is that the station in Hazleton?
I've got a WXPX, U4 5000 watts in West Hazleton.
WNRK is WBFD in Bedford, Pennsylvania, and sometimes the Camden, New Jersey station mixes in with them. WNRK is WGET in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Up next, today's edition of Mature Focus.
Unconditional satisfaction guarantee.
1330 is the station in Haverty Grace, Maryland. According to my log, it's WASA. Perhaps it's still the same call.
Yeah, sure is. U2 5000 watts.
Product is I, Hugh Canuba, and Southern State Zone Big Red Dog and Cat.
To the postgame show.
1340 is... a local mix, mainly dominated by WCMB at 1460. 1350 is WOYK in York, Pennsylvania.
And WOYK will be holding the second 1993 Country Fair Antique and Flea Market. That'll all be taking place Saturday.
And we're at AM 1360 Stereo, W2PA. Coming up, Jim Smith.
1360 WPPA Pottsville.
1206. It's Rush Limbaugh, the Rush Limbaugh Show here at WPPA.
1370 is WKMC.
WKMC.
Doesn't sound right. KMC?
Yep.
Guess that's right. In Roaring Spring, PA. Yeah, she just said WKMC. Also mixed in there is WPAZ, which I believe is Pottstown. 1380 is WMLP in Milton, Pennsylvania. And I believe the other station is Waynesboro. Is that W-A-Y-S?
W-A-Y-Z.
Uh-oh. 1390.
I hear a local.
Sometimes is W-L-A-N, Lancaster. Not today. 1400's W-N-N-K, Harrisburg.
Listen to that compression.
Wink 104, your first choice for the best new music.
Say no, 1410 is winked out.
Yeah.
1420 is WCOJ in Westchester, Pennsylvania. 1430, I've never been able to get an ID on this.
British Airways says the U.S. government is blocking its
again. It hurts.
1440 is WGCB in Red Lion, Pennsylvania.
But it was thou a man mine equal, my God.
1440.
That's 1450 there, Tom. That's
is sort of taken over by
1460.
WCMB, Harrisburg.
The medical can't break that out and charge that directly to those people that elect to.
So that kind of kills adjacent 1470.
1480 is Shippensburg, Pennsylvania.
That needs guidance.
1490s WLPA Lancaster, Pennsylvania, another CNN station.
Is your strong person that's going to have to lead him into harm's way?
1500s WTOP Washington, D.C.
321-3900. You'll receive free information in the mail. That's
1510 is WJIC in somewhere in New Jersey. How about Salem, New Jersey?
Yeah, how about that?
Just had to check my list here.
Yeah, I've got WJIC Salem D3 2500 watts.
So cling to outdated ideas about epilepsy. You're missing out on some very good.
1510 used to be WAHT in Anvil, Cleona. Put a very strong signal in here, but somebody burned them down a year or so ago, as Jerry Starr reported. And not too long ago, there was an article in the paper where one of the announcers was arrested for setting the fire, but I haven't heard anything since then. I don't know if he was eventually convicted or what the situation was. 1420 is a mix of WCMB and some other locals.
15.
Just a hodgepodge of stuff there. 1530. Did I say 1320? Yeah. I meant to say 1520 there.
Yeah.
Hope I said 1520. 1530 is WMBT in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, and I don't know what the heterodyne is. I believe it might be a local station mixing. 1540 is the station in Philadelphia. The latest call I have for that is WRCP, but I know that isn't the case any longer. Wow. 1550 is a combination of a station in 1550 is WSER in Elkton, Maryland, and WARD, whose station of license or city of license I've never been able to get. They give about six or eight towns when they give an ID, and I get Scranton, and I get Shenandoah, and I get Wilkes-Barre, and I don't Ashland, and I don't know how many other towns, but I've always missed the station of the city of license for WARD on 1550. 1560 is WQEW, New York City. 1570s WBUX, Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
As Dr. Green goes forth in this great series entitled Man and His Relationship.
Had chances to.
No. Well, I think the
1580 is WNZT in Columbia, Pennsylvania.
Police bureaus. It's fair to say that, I mean, they were probably fighting the last war, and the last war in this case is
1590 is more or less WCBG in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. 1600 is WPDC Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. So that's how I hear the AM band here in Harrisburg. Thank you, Jim Snowbarger.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate your contribution to the column. Enjoyed it, as a matter of fact. And look forward to doing a nighttime scan from your part of the country as well one of these days. And dear listener, if you'd like to help out here, do a tape just like Tom did. Buzz right up the dial, if you will. Don't tarry too long in any individual station. That'll save me a lot of editing and fit into Fred's time constraints. It'll make him happy, too. Do a daytime scan and a nighttime as well, if you will, and send them along to me, Jim Snowbarger, S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. Join me next month, Fred permitting. We'll take that nighttime express, a real rapid trip through the mostly clear channel lower half of the band from 530 up to 900.
from my listening location here in Central Iowa. It'll be fun. See you then. Jim Snowbarger saying happy scanning.
Thinking of a good gift-giving idea? How about a gift subscription to the DX Audio Service? A gift subscription to the audio service costs only $25 to members in the U.S. In other areas, contact us for details. The DX Audio Service is 12 months of news and information on broadcast radio. And if a member brings in a new member to the DX Audio Service, they receive an extra month of the DX Audio Service. So not only do you give a gift, but you get a gift in return. Send your subscription gift to Gift Subscription, DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. Be sure to tell us what the gift is for, and we'll pass along the gift with warm wishes from the best friend a person could have. You, the DX Audio Service member.
Thank you very much, Brenda. And I'd like to pass along some information from our National Radio Club Publication Center, Crazy Ken, up there in the Northlands of New York State, where I think they've actually had some snow already. We'll have to see if Ken's out chopping wood yet for his stove. He says that the National Radio Club AM log is out and available for shipping. If you'd like to get a copy of the log, here is the information. If you're a non-DX Audio Service or non-National Radio Club member, that is just a listener of this program, the price of the AM log is $19.95 to U.S., and $20.95 to Canada. If you are a National Radio Club member, and you should be, our DX Audio Service member, the price drops to $16.95 U.S., $17.95 Canadian. In Europe, it's $27, Latin America, $21, and everywhere else, $32. How can you get the world-famous AM radio log? It's simple. Just drop a check or money order to National Radio Club Publication Center, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York, M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661-0164, USA. Be sure to specify AM radio log. And Crazy Ken will pop that in the mail and send it out to you right away. Like to remind some of our DX Audio Service members that if you have a tape which has been damaged in the mail or is defective, that you must return that tape to the DX Audio Service by the 10th of the month to get it replaced. We have to see the tape back here at our studios and analyze it before we'll send you a new tape. If you do not receive a tape, you should contact your post office first and file a claim before contacting the DX Audio Service. If you can, send us a copy of the little form that they ask you to fill out on a lost tape. We like to keep the boys at the U.S. Post Office on their toes, seeing that they have a brand new eagle and a brand new attitude. We'll make sure that we get the tapes to you, the Audio Service member. If tapes come up lost and you do nothing but just call us, it really doesn't solve the problem. We'd like to find out exactly where tapes are getting lost in the system, so be sure to file that claim. Return tapes should be sent back to us here at the DX Audio Service. And our address is, as always, the DX Audio Service, Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031. And the DX Audio Service is not responsible for missing or stolen tapes in the mail. Well, let's see what else we can get into here.
Great songs, more fun.
And it's time now for our DXchange on the DX Audio Service.
Sunny 97, KPSN.
Ron Clark, Walkertown, North Carolina, calling. To put on the DXchange, 1, Sangean ATS-803A AM-FM shortwave receiver. $150. Bought it new several weeks ago. Had an opportunity to buy a better shortwave receiver. Too late for the 30-day return policy from the place where I purchased, so I need to sell it. So call 919-595-3411.
This is the DX Audio Service.